contest for the Technical Association of the Pulp and Paper Industry, and we had 3 entries out of my class, and the composition class didn't even have any entries at all. They didn't feel like it was worth their writing, or if they felt like they couldn't win or anything. But we, out of the Southeastern Division, which was North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and maybe 2 or 3 other states, I won first place.
Really? Well, that doesn't sound to me like you've got any.
Yeah, but you have to understand is that I was a high school student. I went to Augusta College and did research. And what I did, I went and found a book that was perfect. It had everything in it that I needed. And I just took excerpts from the book. And really, I didn't really change that much. So I guess I was plagiarizing. But being a high school student, I didn't know that. And I did a wonderful job. And everyone wanted to know if I wrote it. And of course, I said yes. And I won first place, and I got first runner-up in the national contest, which was great for me, but at the same time, it made the teachers and professors in college who looked over my record, they said, well, this kid should be writing much better than he is. And I was probably doing above average work, but they failed me because they didn't think I was working to my capabilities. And that really put me down, and that really made me feel bad. Yeah. Because I felt like I had possibly cheated in high school on this essay, and now I was paying for it dearly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's real funny how things will catch up with you. But that really did, and that really put me back and made me think, you know, just little things that you don't think about can really get back to you.
Yeah.
And that's probably kept me out of college and probably kept me from going on to get my degree.
Let me ask you a totally unrelated question. Have you ever had an experience where you felt that you were going to die?
Yeah.
What was it?
When I got kidnapped.
Would you mind that?
What do you want, basically?
Could you just sort of just describe
it? Just talk about it? Well, when the 4 blacks put me in the car, well, after he came to the car, and I had the car door open, and he wanted to know if I had any smokes, and I told him no. And he said, well, do you know anybody inside that has any? And I said, no, I don't. And he said, he just kind of backed off from the car. He was standing there smiling, and I reached back in the car to put my wallet in and closed the door, and about that time he came around behind me and grabbed me around the neck and pulled me back out of the car, and he says, well, I need some money. And about this time, the 3 other blacks came up to the car, and they had guns, and they kind of wrestled me down to the ground, and he still had his arm around me, and I couldn't breathe. I couldn't hardly open my eyes. I couldn't swallow. I couldn't do anything. I was just there, helpless. They wanted to know where my car keys were. I told them that they had been thrown on the ground when they grabbed me. So they finally found those. They dragged me back behind the car and had a coat wrapped around my head. And they opened the trunk and put me inside and got in the car and took off. At that moment, I thought I was going to die.
How did you feel? What did you do?
I was scared to death. I was praying continually from the time I got in that truck out. In the trunk of the car, I was just going, oh, Lord, God, this can't be. You know, at first I thought, when he had his arm around my neck, I said, this has got to be a dream. This is just a bad dream. What is going on here? And then all of a sudden, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't swallow.